The whole point in changing your past is to be able to overcome the problems and the conditions that started back then and continue to affect your life, or our life today, and it is mostly a perspective exercise to place our attention away from those events that have an unwanted influence over our lives. The base concept is how we can manipulate ourselves and our mind to create a false memory that will act as a replacement for the one we do not want, and that would be more favorable to us. A nicer memory may mean fewer emotional triggers and a happier present-day life. Today I will share with you another tool, or concept that can be very helpful for your personal development and spiritual progression, as well as to be able to manage and cope with everyday limitations and challenges that may continue to bother you and may be stopping or may be preventing your personal progress. The concept is alter egos, and how they can help us cope with life. This is not my idea, and I did not invent such a concept, and in fact, there are many videos about this subject on YouTube and elsewhere, yet I want you to know that I got to my conclusions on my own, and I did not watch those other videos because I did not want the concepts shared in them to alter or influence my own. I don't know if there are any similar concepts between those others and mine, but I would suggest that if you are interested in the subject, you may want to search for them, watch them, and develop your own conclusions. The following is my version of the subject. First, we must understand that we all act, behave, and function with a great deal of influence from our unconscious mind, for good and for bad. This does present us with a serious problem or a challenge when what we want is to change or to modify certain aspects of our personality that we may not want, or when we want to alter the way we react to certain conditions in life. For example, how we feel and how we behave after we are triggered by negative comments from our family. An emotional trigger is when a certain condition, attitude, or words coming from another person cause a strong emotional response in the subject, as in a pre-established and repetitive cause and effect. The strongest triggers are the ones that the subject developed while interacting with his or her family throughout the years. For example, when family members constantly try to control or limit the subject's actions, causing strong frustration in him or her. A good example of this is when a close family member, such as a mother or a father, constantly belittles the subject, making it feel that all its achievements are puny and inconsequential, causing the subject to fall into a constant repetitive cycle that ends up making him or her develop feelings of unworthiness, inadequacy, and low self-esteem. The toxic family member that has a heavy influence over the subject will constantly bring his self-esteem down to the point where he feels and becomes convinced that he is incapable of doing anything on his own, and that he is incapable of achieving anything at all, causing the subject to fall into more dependency on the toxic and most probably narcissistic family member, and ultimately will cause him to fall into a severe depression. This is precisely the case with heavily narcissistic family members, especially the mother and the father, that will want to prevent their son or their daughter from achieving a healthy self-esteem, stopping them from developing the capacity to face life, and to be able to fend on their own, no longer needing the resources that the father or the mother has been giving them. With this, the parent would lose its narcissistic supply or attention the sibling gives him or her, because it used to depend on the parent for its very survival. And narcissists simply don't want to lose attention. All this develops serious conscious and unconscious triggers and unwanted mental psychological reactions, which prevent the individual from achieving their best potential, or the best version of themselves. Those triggers, limiting psychological reactions and thought patterns, are deeply rooted in the subconscious mind of the subject, and do prevent it from developing as it wants and desires, because they are so deeply rooted inside their minds that they fall into believing that they are not capable of doing or of achieving that what they want. For example, wanting to be more self-sufficient, self-assertive and secure, with focus and with a clear purpose in life. There is a way to overcome the limitations that were programmed into the subject's mind, and the subject may be anyone, you included, I included. And this is where the use of an alter ego may come in handy. The basic concept, with few words, is to become someone different in order to behave as someone else, not having to act in life as would be expected from the original identity of the subject, this way largely being able to overcome the psychological triggers and limitations that are preventing him or her from advancing satisfactorily throughout life. To achieve this, you must imagine the best version of yourself, how you would ideally want to be, preferably writing everything down, and taking this process very seriously. The clearer your ideas, concepts, and list of how your ideal self should be, and the more detailed they are, the better. The idea is to create a super version of yourself, from where to act from. So each time you face a challenge in life, you can ask yourself what the best version of you would do, so you behave throughout your day incarnating that best version of yourself. But in order to be able to develop an efficient alter ego, you must observe some important factors. One of them is that you must never use an identity that already exists, for example, Superman, Batman or Wonder Woman, nor any other celebrity, or any person whom you would admire. The problem with this while you develop your working alter ego, is that walking down the street repeating to yourself that you are Batman, simply does not hold any water, especially for yourself and for your unconscious mind, as you very well know consciously and unconsciously that you are not Batman. Unless you really are Bruce Wayne, but then that is your problem and that is off topic. Your alter ego must be something you create for yourself out of nothing, including its new name. The best version of yourself is of your own doing and has no equal. Then you will know that it is you and no other person can be that perfect alter ego other than yourself. Your very unconscious will back you up because you know that you are that new character in your life. There is a reason why I brought up Matrix superheroes in this video. If you notice how they supposedly work, they are someone normal and weak, sometimes even pathetic, and they are okay with it, but they know that they are also that other super version of themselves, that few people they know, if any, know exists. You can make the same principle work for you. Remember that you will always be little Jojo Johnny, as your mother called you since you were 3 years old. Of course, now you are 45, and your mother still calls you Jojo Johnny, unless through time you've developed a way not to see that as a problem, ending up even liking it. Those little words can be a trigger that causes you to fall again into the little helpless child mentality you are so eager to get away from. This means that to develop a good working alter ego, you must leave behind all dependency on what is linking you to your unwanted past, and the old and inefficient version of yourself you want to grow out from. As the saying goes, in order to be the best version of yourself, you must leave your hometown. And this is valid, as everything in your hometown will remind you of your old you, and with it will bring you to act in a pre-programmed manner, from your unconscious even, keeping you trapped inside your old self. Not to mention that you will also be readily available to your family members and old friends, that keep you in that older, looser mentality as well. Yet, leaving or not your hometown is up to you and up to your personal needs and choices, and it may not be entirely necessary to do so to be able to develop and to be the best version of yourself, using this alter ego method or not. You can even choose a new name for yourself in your alter ego, and see yourself how you walk and how you act in any given situation throughout your day. As I said above, the more detailed the better. And if you write everything down in a special notebook that no one but you can have access to, you will enjoy the added effects of clarity and focus. This concept of the alter ego is very effective to overcome the limiting psychological thoughts, triggers, and limitations we naturally associate with our original, or normal identity. And the more you practice, the better you will become at acting as your perfected self, as your alter ego. Use your imagination, the potential for this tool is virtually unlimited. See your alter ego as the person who will change your life, because that is exactly what will happen. Be your own superhero. Be wise and be strong out there, my friends.